Middle East and Africa.
Israel's settlers. Real estate and religion. Israel's settlers are winning unprecedented power from the war in Gaza.
Drive along Highway 60, which traverses the West Bank from north to south, and it feels like a real estate road trip. It is festooned with signs in Hebrew offering two last apartments in Mitzpe Levona and promising that your grass can be greener, seen from a villa in Tzofim. These are boom times for Israel's settlers, who are gaining land, military influence and political power. The war in Gaza has emboldened them. Benjamin Netanyahu's government depends on settler-backed parties for its majority, giving them huge sway over the prosecution of the conflict and, some fear, a veto power over any truce. Meanwhile, the fighting has boosted the influence of settlers over the army and provided a smokescreen for more land grabs in the West Bank. As a member of the government puts it, with everyone distracted, last year by the protests over the legal reform and now by the war, we've done unprecedented things for the settlements. It's like a period of a miracle, says Orit Strock, the minister in charge of settlements and a member of the hard-right Religious Zionism Party, talking to settlers. I feel like someone who has been waiting at the traffic lights and then the green light comes on. In June, the government authorised new settlements with 5,295 houses over 2,965 acres, that's 1,200 hectares. Since 2022, it has also legalised planning for outposts that it had not previously recognised. Peace Now, an Israeli NGO which monitors settlement building, said this was the largest appropriation of land in the West Bank since the Oslo Accords between Israel and the Palestinians in 1993. The consensus among international law experts is that all Israeli settlements in the West Bank are illegal under the Fourth Geneva Convention, which forbids countries to transfer population into occupied areas. The International Court of Justice underlined this view in July. Israel disagrees, claiming that the status of the land is contested and has Jewish associations going back millennia. Today, around 500,000 settlers occupy parts of the West Bank. Another 200,000 live in neighbourhoods of Jerusalem east of the 1967 borders, which Israel has formally annexed. Some of those settlements were built with the approval or encouragement of the government of the day. Others have sprung up in defiance of the country's leaders. But there is no mistaking the current government's stance. In addition to Ms. Strock's ministry, which funnels state funds to the settlements, her party's leader, Bezalel Smotrich, a settler, is Israel's finance minister and also has responsibility for much of the non-military administration of the West Bank within the Ministry of Defence. Not all settlers belong to the ideological national religious community that sees living in the West Bank as part of a sacred mission to occupy the Jewish biblical heartland. Plenty are secular or ultra-Orthodox Israelis who have taken advantage of lower house prices in big settlements close to the 1967 border. But the smaller outposts, deep in the West Bank, whose members clash with neighbouring Palestinian villages, are nearly all religious. They see their presence there as part of their duty to prevent the establishment of a Palestinian state in the Holy Land. That mission is becoming increasingly bloody. Settler violence in the West Bank has increased sharply since October 7th. On August 26th, armed settlers attacked a tiny Palestinian village just south of Bethlehem. Israeli soldiers followed. A Palestinian man was killed. On August 15th, settlers set homes and cars alight in the Palestinian village of Jit and killed a 22-year-old man. Mr. Netanyahu condemned them, but locals said Israeli soldiers were present during the attack and did not intervene for some time. The UN says this was the 11th murder of a Palestinian by settlers since the Gaza war began. There have been only a handful of arrests. According to Israeli officials, since the appointment of Itamar Ben-Gvir, leader of the Jewish Power Party, and a settler too, as Minister of National Security, the Israeli police have been reluctant to conduct investigations into settler violence. The Shin Bet, Israel's internal security agency, was asked to investigate the murder in Jit. Israel's law enforcement and security agencies are working at cross purposes. The police, under the control of Mr. Ben-Gvir, are standing aside. Meanwhile, the Shin Bet is dedicating substantial resources to preventing what its director Ronen Bar, in a recent letter to ministers, called Jewish terror. Israel's prosecution services have started investigating attacks on Palestinians properly only because the government is worried that Western allies may impose sanctions on settlers. Continuing operations against Palestinian militants by the Israel Defense Forces, or IDF, make it harder to keep a lid on settler violence in the West Bank. On August 27th, Israel embarked on its largest operation there since October 7th, with incursions into the cities of Jenin and Tulkarem. Israel's generals seem worried. Major General Yehuda Fuchs left his post in July as head of the IDF Central Command, in effect the military governor of the West Bank, with a blistering speech accusing the settlers of allowing a minority to engage in ultra-nationalist criminal activity. Under the cover of the war and the lust for revenge, they were, he said, terrorizing Palestinian civilians who posed no threat. But even amid such warnings, many soldiers have taken part in this violence while in uniform, using their IDF-issued weapons. Settlers are an increasingly big part of the IDF. B'nai David was Israel's first pre-military academy. It was established in the settlement of Eli in 1988 and offers religious and military training. Thousands of its students have joined Israel's armed forces. One graduate was a military secretary to Mr. Netanyahu. West Bank settlers are only 5% of Israel's population, but they are heavily represented in the IDF's combat units and are climbing the promotion ladder. The new general of Central Command lived as a child on a settlement and studied at the Eli Academy. Ron Schapsberg is an army officer who tracks religious Zionists' grip on the army. They're well-educated, ideologically driven, and mentally strong. They're engineering a quiet revolution. They're changing the character of the Middle East's most powerful army, once mostly secular. This can be seen in the war in Gaza, where many units hold prayers before going into battle, and soldiers adorn their combat fatigues with patches depicting the ancient Jewish temple in Jerusalem or the word Messiah. The settler movement has experienced setbacks since 1967. Settlements in Sinai were dismantled when Israel made peace with Egypt in the early 1980s. The Oslo Accords gave the Palestinian Authority limited control in Gaza and parts of the West Bank. But the settlers' worst trauma was the disengagement of 2005, when Israel withdrew entirely from the Gaza Strip and evicted over 8,000 settlers living there. The settlers' pain for what they still call the banishment persists. Today, soldiers in Gaza have erected "We have returned" banners on the sites of former outposts. For most Israelis, the war in Gaza is a tragedy. But many settlers see it differently. For this movement, which historically saw secular Zionism as just a prelude to a much wider process of divine redemption, the war has come at a serendipitous moment when they are at an unexpected peak of their political power, says Thomas Persico, an expert on modern Jewish thought at the Shalom Hartman Institute in Jerusalem. For them, it is a heavenly sign, a miracle. Mr. Netanyahu insists that his government does not intend to rebuild the settlements in Gaza and that Israel's presence is strictly for security purposes. But ministers in his government have been at rallies calling for Gaza's Palestinian population to be deported and Jewish towns to be built instead. Daniela Weiss is a veteran settler who backs such policies. She recalls half a century ago in the West Bank, first there were IDF bases, then we came along and settled the land.